I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Up, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 184. And joining me today, I have Brian.
Hey.
I have Alex.
Hello.
And Franny may be joining us a little bit later. But, Yeah, there you go. There you go. What up, bitches? That's your catchphrase. Yeah. So yeah, it's another week. It's the week, I guess, the week after. No, that fuck. What the fuck am I saying? No, it's been another. It's been more than just a week since fucking Thanksgiving. It's almost a week. But yeah, how the fuck is this going, you guys? How you been, man? Brian, you haven't been here in a fucking long ass time.
I know. Well, I have a fucking job that requires my full on attention during this holiday season.
Okay. I got you.
But
can you hear me?
Hi, Franny. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I've been fighting with my internet.
Internet.
Oh my god! You guys started already?
Yeah, we just started. I have to add Brian again because now Brian has four
issues too.
Yeah. He keeps getting issues.
Is Brian and his alter ego Brian too?
Yeah, exactly. He's been cloned. He's cloning himself again. Now his clone is frozen too.
Sweet Jesus! Oh my God! I need a drink after that. Fuck.
Yeah,
I love how his image was like all distorted and messed up for a second, and then you just see his picture. Please stand by.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. That was pretty funny. I don't know if he did that purposely. But, Brian, are you still there, or are you disappearing again?
I'm telling you, dude. It's been for the past couple of weeks. Fucking Skynet.
Yeah, word. Since we started shitting on him. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
It's YouTube. It's making its way into the podcasting system.
Yeah, why would you do such a thing?
Oh, my God. Brian has finally been demonetized. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's just keep going. He'll get back on soon.
Okay, so missed in the past 2 minutes.
You haven't missed anything at all, actually. Like, we've only been talking about what's been going on.
Okay. Yeah, so we all said hi. You and Spirit said, what up, bitches?
Yeah. He added himself to saying, what up, bitches.
Oh, he took my line.
Yes, he took your line.
Yeah, because you weren't there. Like, because he said, hey, maybe Franny would join us, right? And I went, "What up, bitches?"
And I'm sorry, I'm back.
It was
thank
a good
you guys
impression.
So much, yeah.
Can you guys hear
me? Yeah,
now?
Brian had major issues. Major audio can issues. Hear you. Welcome okay. back, fucker.
Thank you.
Yeah, continue the story, Brian.
Yes, continue with your story, Brian.
Yeah, basically, work has been. busy with the holidays, so that's why I'm kind of not on all the time right now.
Okay. Yeah. That's good, man. I'm good. I'm glad you've been enjoying being at fucking work.
I actually love my job, like, for real.
I know you do, fucker. One of the few people that can say that, but it's okay. It's okay.
Basically.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. So how's everything going with the children? Is that going pretty good with you?
So far, so good. I mean, we're, gearing up and got to do some stuff.
Okay, good.
A little each weekend.
Sweet. Good. Baby steps. Slowly but surely.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Alex, what's good, dude?
As Brian really loves his job or whatever, I really, really, really tolerate mine.
I just tolerate it just enough.
Yeah, listen. As long as I have debt, yeah, work. But it's been really different, you know, because you know how it is after Thanksgiving, you know, the official, when Santa comes to Macy's, that's when you officially can start the holiday season, right? Mm-hmm. This week they had the whole preparation for the tree lighting thing, because remember, I work, you know, near that area.
Oh yeah, fuck that area. Right. I hate that area around this time.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, you don't know the half of it. So, like, what is it? By the time I get out of work, you have all the cops around, and they're like detouring people to go, you know, different routes.
Yep. Lucky
me, I'm not walking towards Fifth or, you know, Rockefeller, where the tree's at.
Mm-hmm.
But but I'm telling you, dude, this is a time of year that I really dread, and even more so. Well, there are like two things that happen in the city that gets really annoying. Which is, the first one, of course, is, you know, Christmas/New Year's, because, you know, it just gets too packed and too hectic with.
It just keeps going. It never stops.
No, it never does.
And then the other inconvenience is when they have the UN meetings, and they, you know, around the area where I work, they always have like.
Oh, I hate that one. The UN meeting. Yeah.
I really thought you guys were gonna mention the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
As a true
Puerto Rican, I'm against that whole thing. But whatever, I don't want to.
I never go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I went once as a preteen and was traumatized enough to never return again, and didn't understand from that point on why people were even excited to go.
Yeah,
listen.
So.
Listen, the whole thing is it's an excuse for people other than Puerto Ricans to act a fool, right? And the whole thing I always felt like is this: is like if you're a proud Puerto Rican or whatever, you don't have to celebrate it one day or one weekend. And besides, I'm waiting for that Puerto Rican Day Parade when we have like rock and metal, you know, but you know, music that I can actually appreciate.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We're gonna have, you know, the master of ceremonies, Bad Bunny, whatever the fuck.
Well, I mean, it's like anytime you try to go to the city during the St. Patrick's Day parade, and like you see how wild it gets. The people, like, I mean, obviously it's a big drinking day, but
it's the drinking day of drinking days.
Yeah, but I mean, I've already been over.
Well, there's another day, dude. And you already know this, and this is from experience of working in Lower Manhattan.
Cinco de Mayo?
No.
Oh, goddamn.
SantaCon.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
It is fucking annoying. Most of the time, it's college students that don't know how to hold their liquor, going around acting a fool.
See, I wouldn't know, because by the time I actually had free time to go, I either had no money or no friends who wanted to go. So I can't agree or disagree, but dressing up. Yep. Once I had the time, I had no money and I had no friends. When I had the money and I had friends, I never had the time. So I never got to experience it. And to me, it sounds like a good idea, because I can pretty much handle, you know, my liquor, because I would drink beer. If I'm doing a bar crawl, I stick to beer, because liquor is going to take me out of the game faster.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to look cute and wasted. And I have my, you know, elf costume.
No,
I don't want to be sloshed and like,
vomit on the side of her lip. Vomit on the side of her lip or whatever. You, hey, you want to kiss Mrs. Plump?
Oh, that'd be hilarious. It wouldn't look like the fucking shit ever.
And
know. Man. And then afterwards or whatever, Merry Christmas. She just dropped that book.
I've always wanted to do this.
Well, I was thinking.
And
was,
then, well, when she's half on the floor.
Well, you know, sounding like Leslie Mann in 40-Year-Old Virgin. I want some fucking French toast.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to go on the ugly Christmas sweater beer crawl this year. I'm gonna try to go. I'm gonna try to go to that this year. I have no, but I'm gonna try to go.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. I didn't even know they had a ugly sweater beer crawl.
Oh, it's new. It's new, so it's not tainted by the apparently the amateur.
of all those that try to celebrate SantaCon.
Right. So SantaCon people are gonna be too wasted. It's probably that next weekend, so they're all wasted and drunk.
it'll take.
Or place maybe it's on the same weekend.
It'll take place the day after, where all the amateurs are hungover as hell and. All the adults
right.
go out drinking.
Yeah. Right. Because that's what I thought it was. Like, I thought it was adults going out to drink in Christmas gear. Never for a second did I think 8-year-olds going out and just puking on themselves. I never imagined that. That doesn't sound like a winter wonderland at all.
No.
No. You don't really sounds like a frat all? Party. It sounds like a fucking frat party.
It is a frat party.
Well, it's funny because originally, that's not what the whole purpose of SantaCon was.
What was the whole purpose, Alex?
The whole purpose, from what I remember when someone was actually telling me, was that it was supposed to be one weekend where people go out and do nice things, you know, for the holiday season, like going out there spreading Christmas cheer. But then for whatever reason, someone went, oh, I want to go drinking.
Yeah, it degraded really quickly.
Yep. Yeah.
I never even been heard of that phase.
No, me neither.
It was the whole thing that people would go out dressed up in, you know, in holiday attire or whatever, going, you know, like doing carols and stuff, you know, shit like that. That's apparently
the
origin of SantaCon. That was the origin of SantaCon. Then from there, it just seemed like someone went, well, we can still keep the Christmas, but let's get fucking sloshed.
After all their good deeds, they got sloshed, and then they totally forgot to do good things.
Then the following year, like, yeah, we'll do this again. Get dressed up and drink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Yeah.
I don't understand the whole SantaCon thing either. Like, I'm just.
And then for those who don't celebrate anything, Festivus for the rest of us. Okay.
Oh, it's on the 21st. The ugly sweater.
Nice.
And then, where is the?
It's probably
There's two Santa crawls on this. Only one. Apparently, there's two, both on the same day. Fucking Santas. So SantaCon is on the 14th.
It's growing.
And ugly sweaters on the 21st.
So look at that. Jeez. They try to plan it out like this. Let the amateurs drink first and spend all their money. So next week.
Yeah, basically. That's exactly what it is.
That's what it sounds like.
That's before Christmas. So they could be nice and on Christmas Day.
Well, I can't deal with holidays with the family. So, you know, let me prepare myself. And then later on they end up in Brian's store. Well, sir, I need some wine and or spirits to help me deal with the holiday. What do you recommend? And Brian just goes, everything.
He's like, all of this beautiful stuff's over here.
Well, it's
Brian breaks into a Disney song.
Well, all I know is
these drinks. Look at these drinks. Aren't they neat? They're gonna get you inebriated complete.
Well, it's like the day before Thanksgiving is the busiest day in wine sales in any store, because the way I look at it is, you know, Thanksgiving is the Thursday after, and then, you know, you're probably gonna have like the racist uncle talk about politics and, you know, his love for certain people, And you know, and you have to put up with family, so you need to get drunk. That's how it looks. So,
yeah, and wine is the one that goes with the dinner, so I get it.
Yeah.
And then New Year's is just, you know, New Year's is you want to get fucked up. So, you know, you get
like I've been drunk on New Year's before, but like I don't understand the whole, like, you know, I don't get why. You know, like, I don't understand.
Let's forget the shitty ass year that just left us and start with a hangover.
Out of all my, I'm not even going to say how old I am, but as long as I've been alive, I've only had two epic New Year's where it was literally just movie perfect, where everything just worked. You got the champagne, the kiss at midnight, fucking balloons coming from the ceiling. Another time it was confetti dropping from the ceiling, and they were both warehouse raves.
And yeah, I've never had that. Lucky
those
you.
Those were so fucking amazing, and it's only happened twice in my life. And I gotta say, I'm glad I got to experience that, because now I could just chill out on New Year's. Because I had another experience.
Yeah, like this year, I mean, I'm gonna work. I'm gonna come home. I'll have something to drink. I'll go to my roof, watch the fireworks. That'd be it. That's New Year's.
Yeah, sounds about right. I think last year for New Year's, I was watching a live stream on fucking YouTube and shit, because one of the dudes in the bearded community was fucking have a fucking a giveaway, and he was just on there talking with like 80 other dudes. So yeah, that's what I was doing last year for fucking New Year's.
Yes, because nothing screams New Year's like a false success. I got you.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. But the year before that, I was editing a video literally up until the poll dropped.
Oh, wow.
year before that one. Before that.
Well, shit. New Year's for me was, I was hanging out, my wife and I were hanging out with one of my best friends and his wife. So we had a sleepover. So, you know, we were dressed in jammies and stuff.
Ew.
Slumber party.
We had a grown-up sleepover?
Yeah, we had a grown-up sleepover with tons of alcohol. Yeah.
Oh, my games. God. Did you switch? Did you swap?
It's kind of funny.
Wow.
Like, it's kind of funny because it's kind of funny because I would think about it, like, you know, like, I don't want to offend my friend, but no. It's like saying, just come out of like joking around, like, listen, one person gets to upgrade, the other one gets to downgrade. I'm like, yeah. with all due respect, because, you know, she is a nice person, but, you know, she's just not my type.
That's why you have to keep the mask on. Don't take the mask off.
Just leave the lights off. That's all. Lights off, it's all good.
Oh, that's when, like, they're completely, like, all over the place. And you need all the lights off. You need to be in the dark.
Tripping over an armoire and the cat, whatever.
Mask on and go to town. You know, turn all the lights off. That's, I just rather not. I just.
Yeah, very serial killer. Yeah, happy New Year. Can you get out of here alive? What the fuck? New year, new you. Let the game begin.
Right? Feel like you're joking, right? And then you hear everything like slam down.
No. For whatever reason, everything just shuts off. No TV, no nothing out of nowhere. And then you just hear the TV again. Hello, everyone. I want to play this game. Fuck!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
so
can that happen for New Year's when the ball drops down, that everyone that's trapped in Times Square has to go through some kind of swapping?
That would actually make a lot of sense, because that actually needs to happen, because they're fucking
dude. If that fucking happens, it'd be like the one year that would be like, I would have wanted to go to New Year's, right? But at the same time, it's just like, I don't need to dismember any parts of my body. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't need to dismember anything. I'm definitely good on that shit. Fuck that. Yeah. Yeah, regardless, like, I would have never gone out there anyway for fucking New Year's either. Like,
I never had interest in going down there for New Year's. Like, my fear was, what if I have to pee? And then I was told, well, then you lose your spot. I was like, well, fuck that. I'd rather go to a party.
What you do, you get fucking those fucking adult diapers, dude. That's what you need to get.
I am not spending New Year's pissing on myself intentionally.
Intentionally. Yeah, so I've done it. I went there one time.
You peed on yourself.
Yeah, he peed on himself on New Year's.
But right, see,
I couldn't help myself.
I went in 2008 into 2009, but I knew someone on the force, so I was able to get like a nice little, like, the Friends of the Cops area, the VIP. And so, like, if I had to pee, I was able to leave the gate, go to the pizza spot, you know, or whatever, use the bathroom, and then go back in.
Designated area.
Privileges. That is privileges right there, man. Lucky you. I mean.
Yeah, wow. Wow. So, technically, it's the V, I need to pee
right,
area.
Right. I only wanted to go when MTV used to be, like, a big thing. You know, yeah, and like TRL would have those huge ass parties, so you literally would like go upstairs and walk down there, freezing their asses. Was the only time New Year's looked like fun down there. It was you're already indoors looking out a window.
Even then, I was good. I was like, nah, I'm good. There's still too many fucking people there.
Nah, see, I don't know what
my gripe with it is?
What's that?
That they call it New Year's Rockin' Eve, and they rarely play. They rarely play rock. So I was like, "This is a fucking, you know." I want to say this is, you know, you liar.
False advertisement.
Well, they call it.
Yeah.
They
call it rocking because rocking is rock. Having fun. Now it's just having fun. It's just calling something rocking.
Yeah,
they used to rock. I mean, come on, they brought back TRL and they called it TRL and they never played a fucking music video.
yeah.
Oh, sad.
You can tell the request live. I never requested half those songs.
Other than Korn, so they retired it.
Yeah.
I used to call from the Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Yay. Goddamn NSYNC. Oh well,
it stinks.
Basically, so I guess we can get into the shit.
You didn't ask me how my week was. Oh, yes. No cares.
How's your week been? Because
you've been interfering in everybody's fucking answers.
I was joining in on the conversation, man. Whatever.
Fine. Get your Mrs. Claus suit and get fucking drunk and be like, how was everything?
I have no friends and I have no what happened. Remember? See? You don't remember. I said that.
I'm sorry about the no friends. I'm so sorry.
The smallest violin.
Wow. Hold on, let me tune it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. How have you been?
My hard drive, my 2 terabit, right? Hard drive went this week, so I lost my entire digital life.
Oh, fucking shit, dude.
fucking YouTube.
Now you don't have to worry about being demonetized.
I'm totally upset. It's all of YouTube's fault. They demonetized my hard drive. So that was pretty much the trauma of my week, because it did have everything. It had all my movies, and all my half projects, and just like, I'm like, okay, so I guess if I do not get purged on the 10th, I am literally starting fucking fresh.
Starting
because
scratch.
All my ideas, yeah, all my half projects that just needed some fine tuning that I wanted to put up are kaput. gone.
That sucks.
So there's no way that you can save it?
No, I had my friend look at it. He saved what he could. And of course, you know, like always, what he was able to save was not what I needed.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm happy he was able to save my pictures, but my projects are gone. So, and my movies for future projects are all gone. So, so I'm like completely starting fresh. And it just bothers me because, like, and that's rough, man. It's my digital life.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of still grieving over that. So I really wanted to share that with you guys.
so you could feel my pain and share in my pain. It's a very sad existence when that happens, because I've had that shit happen to hard drives before, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Let's take a moment of silence and cue taps.
Yes.
While she mourns her hard drive.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
21 keyboard salute.
Thank you. I feel so much better now.
Okay, good. I'm glad you feel better.
We can continue with
bring back my project.
We can continue.
Yeah, now we can continue.
See how you've been.
I've been all right. I've been all right. It's been weird that it's actually like slightly cold out here the last few weeks. Last couple weeks actually. It's been like in the 40s, like in the early 40s.
Climate change.
Oh, Steve and had to wear regular pants.
Dude, remember, like I since I lost weight, I don't have regular pants anymore. All I've been wearing is shorts. So I had to
buy pants.
He wears short shorts.
No, not short shorts. But regular shorts.
Steve getting fit, showing off his legs. Hey ladies, how's it going?
Yeah, I have to.
So it's getting late day.
I gotta show off a little calf. A little calf, that's all.
I like walking. Can you see it with my muscles on my legs?
As he lunges.
Yeah, that's
yeah, yeah. Let me get that one stretch. Yeah.
You gotta lunge with like basketball shorts on. It's the only way to do it.
I love
that. Yeah, but then what sucks is that it's just one nut that pops down, goes hi, and goes back in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
It just goes hi, and it goes back.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yes, even if girls wear basketball shorts. Yes. If women wear the basketball shorts too, if they lunge forward or whatever, one nut comes out of nowhere, goes and it goes back too.
Oh my god, I'm never gonna wear shorts again on leg day.
Yeah, and then she's gonna try it out. She goes, that doesn't really fucking happen,
right? I would do it in front of the mirror this time. I'd be like, Alex, you lied. Nothing came out. And went,
you know what came out of it? You're innocent. Don't lie. They lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but besides having to actually like go and actually get some pants, I was like, okay, I guess I have to do it because it's something I had to do anyway. So I just went to Walmart because I was like, I'm not really thinking about spending a lot of money because I'm still losing more weight. So
right,
I just went to Walmart. I got a pair of like $6 sweatpants, and yeah, they fit fine, and I'm not as cold. Yay! Yeah.
Well, the good thing about it is that when it gets to better weather, you know, better weather or whatever, right, you can still use that for laundry day.
Yeah, exactly. For laundry day. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think you have to do laundry in sweatpants. I think it's the rule.
Yeah, it is the rule. Either that or you got to wear like pajama pants. That.
Yeah.
It is the unsung rule.
Or see-through tights that are actually stockings. Don't forget that one.
Yeah. It's exactly, yes, I have like two pairs of those. So yeah, I got to make sure I got to wear those that day.
Steve's leggings.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have any designs over to do shit that day.
Yeah, do they have designs on it too? Yes, they have hidden bearded skulls.
They're not beards. They're actually like nut sacks.
Oh. Wow, yeah. That one's 3D. No, I'm just happy for a second.
No, that's it stands out a little bit.
The scene goes not a little bit, a lot of it.
Yes. Yeah, it's just been one of those weeks. So it's been cool. And also been working on some like digital shit, trying to figure out how to do a bunch of cool shit with digital shit, so that way I can do some stuff for the website. So yeah, it's been pretty cool. Doing some different type of graphics that I haven't tried before. And yeah, so that's been fun. It's really fun. I likes it. So, are we ready to get into some geek shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, this week, we got some really fucking cool shit. And like this episode is gonna be very trailer heavy because we got a bunch of cool fucking trailers of shit that we want to fucking see. First movies. Did you just say uh-uh?
I said
Oh, okay. You were saying uh-uh. Like, no, I don't see any of this.
There's
shit.
A couple that are on here. Mulan! That I'm not really excited about. But we'll
So let's start with the first thing that's happening this weekend. As of this recording, the first couple episodes would have already aired. But we had a final trailer for The Crisis on Infinite Earths. And we finally get to see a full version of what Bruce Wayne is going to look like in his fucking mech suit. And it's fucking cool.
That was amazing.
It's fucking
cool. Yes,
excited for this shit.
I'm impressed. They're really... They're really bringing it. They're really bringing their A game to this. I'm gonna actually watch it.
Considering how the writing's been with Arrow's final season,
yes.
I have really high hopes for the way this crisis is gonna just be. Because I mean, like I'm currently rewatching Arrow on Netflix. I'm like middle of season 7, which I had only watched when it was on,
mm-hmm.
and like. You could see what the writing fell off a lot with season 6 and the back end of season 7, or more like the middle of season 7.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like they, knowing that this was going to be their final season, they kind of went back to formula, and this every episode so far of Arrow has been better and better and better.
They're all absolutely fucking bonkers, insane, dope.
Yeah.
Like, I love every fucking episode so far of this season.
You first.
I stopped watching because I was not liking the way the writing was going. And I'm actually only tuning in for Crisis. But I actually started listening to the audio graphic novel, and after seeing this trailer, and I'm just like excited. I feel like I don't have to watch the series to watch.
That's the good thing about this, because they are pretty much like encompassing just those things, so it's kind of like a standalone.
And I really like that concept, because as a whole, you know, it looks fucking awesome. It really does, and I wish it stood that strong the whole way through, but I know, you know.
Because Steve and I, both Steve and I were like, holy shit, was that last episode of Arrow.
Yeah. Where, the last episode of Arrow is fucking insane.
Where we get comic book Arsenal.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dope.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they finally like, if you don't know the fucking comic, like, Arsenal doesn't have an arm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they chop off fucking Roy Harper's arm in this episode.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you know, now I guess because of what's happening with Crisis, is like him having an arm in the future didn't happen.
Right.
Kind of like that one episode of, I think it was Flash, when they, or it might have been Legends, where they show Oliver Queen with the one arm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like it happened, but yet it never happened.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Or like
how there's a bunch of like jumps in continuity. It's like, oh yeah, is this gonna happen? No, it's not gonna happen because he's not gonna live that far into right. the future.
And it's like, you know, the same thing with like Diggle had a daughter and now he has a son.
Yeah,
exactly. Like yeah. What? But yeah,
that happened because of fucking Flashpoint or whatever.
Of course, because the Flash ruins everything.
Yeah,
stop. Exactly. You know,
God stop, damn, Barry.
Yeah,
fucking Barry, you suck. No, but wow. Actually, the going back to like the Flash now, the mm-hmm. Flash has actually been really good. Also, like mm-hmm. this whole season of the Flash actually
has been spectacular.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
You're like, okay. Fuck you, Steve, stop talking about the stupid show.
No. Oh, me? Was it him, Brian?
Brian?
No, you, Freddy.
No, because you guys did mention those shows started to fall off. I would say those shows started to suck ass. I really love the first couple of seasons of both Arrow and especially Flash, because Flash is like my second favorite superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I got really sad that I couldn't stand the writing anymore. I was like, nah, mm-mm. Mm-mm, I'm done. And then, like, same thing with Legends, like, right? Was that the name of them?
Yeah.
Frost and this guy, the Heat dude. I didn't know it very well. I only like the, huh?
Legends basically rebooted its whole self. Like, they were like, oh, we're gonna get new cast members mostly.
And you also got to remember, like, Legends doesn't take itself seriously.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
No, but like there were some episodes that were written very well, and then some that were just like, what? Yeah. What am I? Is this the same show? I used to catch myself saying that a lot. Is this the same show? Like, mm-hmm. What's going on? And I gave up on them. So to actually see them bring one of my favorite comics together besides Civil War, I'm hyped actually, and it feels kind of nice and tingly inside. It's a Christmas mm-hmm. miracle.
Yeah, it really is a Christmas miracle.
Because I really thought I was going to talk shit about this and be like, see, I told you guys. I didn't want to get excited. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, yes. I can get excited.
Right. So these shows are now on mid-season finale, so Crisis could happen and they all come back in like January.
Yeah, mid-January, like after the final episodes of Crisis happen, which is like the first week in January.
Yeah, because I know Arrow has three more.
I thought it ended after this. I thought this was like the end of Arrow.
No,
like,
apparently it has more.
Okay.
I think it was that's what I heard anyway. I heard it was 10 episodes.
Okay. So. That's what is it like on? Well, the probably like, oh, no, I was gonna say, yeah, the crossover counts as it's episodes, but yeah, probably not. But whatever, like it they kind of close it off anyway. It's like, oh yeah, this is pretty much the end of it. So watch Crisis,
yeah,
because technically that's how it's supposed to end or whatever. But we'll see. Another thing that we got this week that I'm kind of excited for, that this trailer looks fucking cool, because the first trailer would look all right. I was just kind of like skeptical about it. But we got a second trailer for Mulan, the live action Mulan. And it looks pretty fucking cool. Like, it still follows the same story, the same original story from the cartoon. But of course, live action and not as singy and fucking like comedic, I guess, because we still don't really see Mushu in this either. Like, that's kind of sad. Like, they're going like totally serious fucking Asian people movies, this one. Right?
Asians would have still put in Mushu. I don't know what you're talking about, my man. she wouldn't have done anything without her spiritual guides, you know. So
that's what called, if you notice in the trailer, they focus on that phoenix later on.
Yeah. Right, but guess what? It wasn't a fucking
thing. It's not a dragon.
I don't care about Mulan. I'm just done. I'm just really over Disney's live action from the moment it started.
Yeah, it should have never been a thing.
No, it really shouldn't. It's a waste of time and effort. It's ruining careers. I can't.
Oh, Franny, to answer your question, it was a hidden dragon. That's what it was.
Hidden dragon, these nuts. That's how I feel about it.
I think that's going to be the title of this episode. Dragon,
these nuts. Yeah, these nuts. That's how I feel about Mulan. Like, seriously. And it really makes me sad because I was a hardcore fucking Disney fan. Like, they got my paycheck every payday because I worked right by the Disney store. I bought every release from the vault, you know, and I loved and cherished Disney. And now it disgusts me. It repulses me and it insults my intelligence when it does things like this. Like, but they're going to keep making money, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to make all the monies all the time.
And it just makes me sad. It just makes me sad because I feel like, who was it, Stan or Kyle? And everywhere he looked, he saw shit.
Uh-huh.
That's what every time I see Disney, minus Mandalorian, because I don't even compare that. That is not part of this. But every time I see anything else from Disney, that's all I see is shit. Well, and farting. When I was watching the Mulan trailer, that's all I heard was.
So when you watch the trailer, you heard commentary by Ben Affleck?
Oh.
I'd rather hear commentary about Ben Affleck than. You know, because I mean,
that's fair.
Yeah, it's funny. And I know Brian got that because, you know, remember, Brian, that's an old South Park joke.
Of course I remember that.
Yeah.
I'd rather be back in the closet with what is his name?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
but I'm not in there, though. Remember that?
Yeah.
Dad, Tom Cruise will come out of the closet.
Oh man, South Park. How I love. Anyway.
Yeah, but Mulan comes out in March of next year,
and you're excited about it, and good for you. I'm so happy you still feel something for Disney.
I do feel stuff
because I truly do miss getting excited for a Disney movie. Now I'm just like.
See, the funny thing is, like, I'll get excited for it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm gonna go see it in theaters. Like, I'll watch it eventually.
No, but, right, but you're still being able to get excited for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I envy that because I don't.
Things, yes.
I end up getting enraged. There's two reactions. I either throw up or I get enraged and I flip tables.
Or you do both. Throw up and enrage.
Oh my God. I need to try that. That hasn't happened yet. Maybe that'll happen when I see the new Star Wars.
Possibly.
Oh God.
It's like a double.
I'm not gonna watch that movie.
Yay. Okay. Next. Actually, really exciting for me because like as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to watch these stupid movies, and I've actually enjoyed them. Is the fucking James Bond movies, the 007s?
The last one I watched was Skyfall. I saw it in theaters.
Yes, that's the last one I saw too.
But I was kind of bored by it.
Right.
The beginning was great, and the ending was great, but the middle was like, what am I watching?
Which is just like most fucking James Bond movies are the same way. So we got a trailer for the next one, which is the like 30,000th episode of like James Bond and shit. It's titled No Time to Die.
It should be titled Still Boring, maybe even more so.
Maybe, but from this trailer, it actually looks entertaining as shit.
Well, that's the job.
I felt the opposite way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I thought it was entertaining because, like, they bring back fucking the fucking dude from Inglourious Basterds. It's fucking dope. He's fucking a good ass actor, but he's like behind in jail and shit because he was in, you know, one of the other movies too. So okay, they bring him back. And then they also have fucking Rami Malek as the one of the villains, which is fucking cool too because he is also like a really good fucking actor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people forget that he was in Night at the Museum.
Yeah, that's right. He was in Night at the Museum.
He was King Tut.
Yeah, he was. That's right. That was a long time ago though.
Yeah. He's come a long way.
He's won awards and shit. He's fucking good in fucking Mr. Robot.
Never watched.
It's a good fucking show, dude.
I'll get to it. I know they
just like you'll get to Wonder Woman.
I'll never get to Wonder Woman. Fuck that movie.
Yeah, and that one's actually really good. Like to be honest with you, my opinion on the trailer of James Bond was like, eh. Remember, I don't like spy thrillers, so
when I saw the trailer. And I agree with Brian here. Like, last one I saw was Skyfall. I also like the first one, the beginning, and I don't even remember the middle. I vaguely remember the ending, and I was bored, but I still enjoyed it for like the beginning. But when I saw the trailer for Skyfall, I was like, "Oh, okay, I want to see this." And when I saw the trailer of this, I was like, I don't care about anything in this trailer. There's nothing in this trailer besides the actors that make me go, ooh. And yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not going there to see actors. I'm going there to be entertained by the actors telling me a story. And right. There was nothing in the trailer that was like, ooh, holy shit. Okay, I want to know what happens. I need to go see this. You know, there was nothing enticing in the trailer for me personally. And I was like, damn, a boring James Bond. You know? I'll definitely fall asleep during this shit.
Don't you mean another boring James Bond?
Well, it's definitely. See, because when I saw the commercial for the last one, I was like, ooh! You know what? It looked like exciting. I was interested in the hinting of the story. This one was just like, why do I care? What?
It's the job. His wife? The trailers.
They're what? Yeah, but for me, I get nervous now because I've been traumatized by movies. That if from the trailer you get no hint of what the story is, or if you're watching the trailer and you're like, but why? What? What? Uh-huh. What? Then there's a good chance I personally am not gonna like the movie, you know. And then there's also the upside where I get so excited and caught up in the nice music of the trailer and the explosions, and I get all nostalgic and I'm like, yeah, let's go see it. And then it ends up sucking. But this James Bond trailer didn't even do that to me.
You know, it's funny how
Charlie's Angels trailer. I saw it and I was like, meh.
We're mentioning Skyfall, but there was another James Bond movie after Skyfall.
Yeah, the one that had Batista in it.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Spectre came out in 2015. I did see it. It was Steve, did you? Yeah, it was good. It was good. It's fun. I like
Is that the Quantum of Solace one?
The only one, which one? What?
Quantum of Solace. I did not like that one.
That one was actually, that was the shittiest one out of all of them.
Don't say that yet. You haven't seen a new one.
Wow.
Yeah,
Freddy, like, hold your tongue. Casino Royale was the first James Bond movie that I didn't fall asleep through. I actually sat there and I actually watched the inside of it. I read, okay, this is actually pretty fucking good and interesting.
But I do also kind of feel like James Bond is like a certain niche, you know, certain niche?
Yes.
Niche.
Yes, that one. Of movies, you know, that I really feel like I don't have much say over because I really wasn't into them. I was more into like the Mission Impossible, you know, yes. Kingsman, you know, movies than James Bond, you know?
Yeah, like I didn't know that Mission Impossible was going to continue, you know, like like the first one I saw in theaters, actually the first two I saw in theaters, and then like the third one, I was like, maybe, but then I watched it on DVD and I thought it was good. And then like the last two have been pretty good too.
Yeah, because they've all pretty much turned into Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I was talking to a friend earlier today at the store about Fast and Furious, and he gave up after like five, and I haven't watched since seven. But the thing about Fast and Furious, it's like people need to remember that like before it became what it is, but like this, you know, it was
a shitty story.
Yeah, they were street racers who stole DVD players from trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually only go back and watch the first one and Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
The rest.
Was that a drifting sound coming out of you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I even went left to right in my chair. Like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was my favorite. And the first one. And the first one for me, because like I was young when it came out, and me and my friends were drinking those Coronas and having house parties. We just didn't have the fast cars. Yeah, and
yes, they did in their mind.
They played Crazy Taxi, and
oh god, remember that game?
Exactly. Yep.
But
And then it went to the next level.
I feel like Mario the Mission Kart. Impossible story grew and stood entertaining as it went along. And for Fast and the Furious, at least for me, it didn't really evolve very well because I don't remember any of them. And I know I've seen all of them at least once.
They've evolved from a shitty movie to like a superhero movie.
Yeah, it's like they went from stealing DVD players and then street racing to like taking their car. Yeah, they're that one ridiculously long runway scene in Six.
I've seen the model.
Steve, do you remember the ending of Six where there was that like the big fight on the back of the plane or whatever, the cargo plane?
I remember.
But that was like a ridiculously long runway.
All of them are ridiculous enough for no fucking reason. But it's fun.
Oh, ridiculous!
It's fun
for no reason, and it was so much better than the Fast and the Furious.
What?
Crank.
Those are just ridiculous.
Oh shit! I heard there's another one. I heard three is coming out. Oh. I am so excited.
Well, Crank and Crank High Voltage were good.
You want to, So before we get into the next thing, it's like I watched a handful of, you know, in between work, I do have some free time, and I watched I watched Rambo 5.
Oh, the new one.
Oh my god.
Don't give too much away. I really want to see it. No one wanted to go see it with me, and I missed it in the movies.
Oh my god, it was like Rambo meets Taken, but boring.
Aww.
Rambo meets Taken, but bad.
That's terrible.
It was.
That's absolutely terrible.
Brian, why don't you say it to my face? You going to tell me in my face?
It's like, you know how ridiculous and over the top Rambo 4 was?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
exploding babies and everything.
Oh, exactly. Dude, but that movie was violently good.
Yeah, that movie was violently good, man.
Yeah, five. If you were looking into something like Rambo 4 for part 5, yeah. No.
But on a farm.
It was not. It was.
I was expecting that to be some serious carnage.
It was kind of eh. And I also watched Angel Has Fallen, the third one.
Oh boy!
I don't know what that is.
Jesus.
there was Olympus Has Fallen, then there was London Has Fallen, and now there's Angel Has Fallen. It's basically
there's a lot of shit falling.
Yeah,
there's a lot of falling.
And apparently they're making three more of those movies. Like,
they're gonna make it. It's gonna be called "Fucking Get Up." It's kind of funny. It's gonna be like the fourth one is Life Alert. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that was enjoyable though. I mean, for like
Fallen was enjoyable.
Fallen was enjoyable. Rocky, Rambo, not so much. If you want to watch it, watch it. But I just thought it was kind of eh. It had good moments, but it was just like, please, Lord, don't make another one.
I'm gonna make a shirt that says "Moments, don't make a movie." If I want moments, I'll stay at home making fucking moments. I'm going to a movie to watch a fucking movie. Yeah. Not moments. That's a long T-shirt. I'm gonna work on that.
Dude, well, front and back.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's gonna read all that though.
If you really want to fucking read a shirt,
I can write half of it on top, like where the boobs are, and then the rest of it on the butt, like have it be a long shirt, so then people would read it.
True. Yeah. That's a good
right. One. That would work.
Yeah, but then what really sucks is it depends. It depends if the person's a breast man or a butt man or both. they're only gonna be like half the shirt. I don't get it.
Read the butt part.
Do I read that one first?
I'll work.
And then there's a small print in the vagina area. You gotta read it between the lines now.
The fine print.
No. There you go.
That's the disclaimer.
Hey, that's Franny's going like, hey, things like that get you demonetized, all right? Relax.
Right, things like that get you in trouble.
Are you overrated if you watch this video?
Sexual harassment panda is really upset now.
Okay. As I'm talking about ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
All right. Speaking of ass and titties. We also got a trailer for Black Widow. We finally got a trailer for this fucking movie that we've been waiting for like fucking the last 10 years. I've been excited for this shit. I'm excited about this trailer. But somebody has some other shit to say about this trailer. It's time for Franny's Rants. Franny.
I agree with Bill Burr, and some movies need to be fucking rated R. If this is gonna be like, what was it? The war for the Planet of the Apes, and it's a hard fucking 13, fine. But I'm still agitated because it should have been fucking rated R because one, this is way after. First of all, it's so late in the game. So the only people that are gonna go see it are actual adults. Two, I don't know any kid who's 10 and down who ever talks about Black Widow. Okay. Deadpool was rated R and he did very well. Mm-hmm. And four, the story of Black Widow is some serious shit. Like that movie Red Sparrow, like she had a really hardcore life. She's a fucking Russian secret agent. Like I want, like it better be a fucking, you know, like I want to see some ass kicking. Fine, no blood, but people better get rocked and shot and stabbed and choked and some side boob.
I love the ending of that one. It's like, yeah!
It's a spy
yeah,
movie.
Here! Scarlett Johansson's side boob.
Scarlett Johansson's?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson's side boob. Oh my god, yes. Yes and yes. And then it's funny because then you come out of nowhere, then you're gonna have other women or whatever with the side thing too, and then you're gonna have hashtag me too. Why is this movie like this?
The other, you know, spies in this as well.
No, and then for the alphabet demographic or whatever, you can see this guy's side boob or whatever. Because, you know, he's a fat old man. So, you know, here you go. Are you somewhat happy now?
Ooh, man boob.
My goodness, they did it for everyone.
Side boob for everybody.
I'm somewhat happy about this now.
I really wanted it to be like a Deadpool rated R movie because it's Black Widow, and I got my panties in a twist over it. But it's, you know, so did Bill Burr when they made War for the Planet of the Apes PG-13. So he feels my pain if no one else does. Rant over.
Just remember, it's like I said, it's also Disney. Like Disney's, they're not gonna put out a
pussy.
Maybe later on.
Oh my god! I can see you're gonna have a. They're gonna do a new park or whatever. It's just known as side boobia. Like for the up and coming teenager and for the man that just, you know, hi, welcome to side boobia. Thank you.
Well, their turn. They have the cantina from Star Wars now is gonna serve alcohol. Mm-hmm. They really don't think these are gonna get frisky in Disney.
Side boobia. I kind of like that. That's gonna be the name of the episode.
Side boobia.
Side boobia.
Side boobia forever.
Yeah. So this trailer looks fucking cool. I'm excited to see this shit.
Me too.
The only thing that I'm kind of like iffy about is fucking Taskmaster. Like Taskmaster kind of looks weird. He doesn't have a regular, you know, Taskmaster mask and shit and the regular outfit.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of over it. Like, it's whatever. Like, I can deal with it. It's cool.
I think David Harbour was great.
Yes, he looks fucking dope in the shit. Yeah. As fucking Red Guardian and shit.
And is that was Rachel? Yeah. That was Rachel Weisz too, right?
Yes, it is Rachel Weisz. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And we get to see the girl that could possibly be the new Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see this shit. I want to see it. This doesn't come out until May of next
year. Yeah.
Yeah. And then another thing that we got this week that comes out next year also, but we just don't know exactly when it's fucking coming out because we fucking want the shit now, is The Boys Season 2.
Yes.
Yeah. That series was just amazing as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then like I'm a big fan of the series. Like I love the fucking the comic book series. And watching it actually come to fruition on fucking TV, I was like, okay, they did a pretty good job with it. What else could they
put? I didn't even know it was a comic book until you said so, Steve.
Really? Okay. I hear that.
Mm-hmm. I just found it on Amazon.
I knew of the comic. I just never read the comic.
It's good. That is also a hard R comic book.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hard R.
Hard. Yeah. Yeah, dude. This shit looks fucking good. We see a lot of the same characters come back, and we see a lot of shit that's been going down that we don't really know. It's just a bunch of fucking teasing. It's teasing. It's like, yeah, here, dip your balls in this. Enjoy it. Yeah, that's all we're getting for that right now. And it's fucking amazing. It's like going to a strip club and not getting your, you know, full release.
I've never been, but I heard strip clubs here are awful. So I'm waiting for Vegas to watch them really work a pole.
yeah, when you go to Vegas or whatever, that's when you get your hard R.
What, from Disney?
Yeah,
I can see right now you're gonna see Minnie on the pole or whatever, like, you know. Hit me well.
It'll be the Disney princesses on stripper poles.
I actually heard that they have those out here in Florida, so.
And they can't give me a Black Widow rated R movie. Those bastards.
You know why? Because she's not a fucking Disney princess. That's why. You don't get them perks.
Oh, no.
And that's when you come out of nowhere, like Scarlett Johansson, yes, they perk. Stop it. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do.
Of course we do. I'm just trying to play it off.
But I do want to see the Black Widow movie. I just...
It's funny how we went back to that when we were talking about The Boys.
Right.
But yeah, The Boys look fucking dope.
No, because The Boys are hard R superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They really are. And it's fucking great. I love it.
But now I want to get the comics.
Yeah, you should. You should. You should definitely fucking get the comics. You should go to Amazon.com or go to InnerCityGeeks.com and click on that link and take you to Amazon. And you can buy it through there.
No, it's Christmas. It's cool. I'll wait for somebody else
to
buy it for me.
True.
You don't really guess me for a second. I was like, how the hell did we just jump to the end of the show right now? I know you were just doing this. I know.
This is the last
I know
you were just,
yeah. No, I know what you're saying, but you just like totally jumped. Like, you know, like, damn, he's already closing up the show.
He's
like,
mad
no.
at me. He's mad at me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
so yeah, sorry. Yeah. You went on your rent about side movie on whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Black Widow's still awesome. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Listen. Honestly, whatever, this is a movie that a lot of people wanted. Let's just see if they do it justice. You know what I mean? That's ultimately what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, like, despite the joking around about side boobs and everything like that, right, and hard R's, if you will, right?
Ultimately, and hard PG-13.
Yeah. All right, so you just want to hope that they do it somewhat to it justice. That,
yeah.
You know, but then the question is, is this a flashback movie because of everything that happened? You know,
it is. Okay, it's, I think, just before she joins.
It's just before she joins the Avengers.
Yeah. Before she goes to work for Iron Man mm-hmm. as an intern, this is before it. So yeah, it is a flashback, and I really do hope they do her justice because she is one of my favorites in the Avengers.
Yeah.
She's one of my all-time favorites. It's her and Hawkeye and then Iron Man, you know, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, Captain America, et cetera, because I like all of them except the Hulk. I found them kind of boring.
I'm mad that she's like, yeah, the other ones. Something Rhodey and the flying guy and
Black Iron
Man. Yeah. Well, that's saying Rhodey guy, whatever. You know, Ebony Iron Man.
I really
Black Iron Man from Empire.
I really actually want to see the Hawkeye.
That was the first one. Then after that, you know, it was just like, nope, we got Captain Planet, motherfucker.
Yeah. Black Captain Planet. Gotta love it.
Yeah. I remember the name that you gave him, Don Cheetos.
Don Cheetos, exactly. Yeah.
Don Cheetos?
Yeah, Don Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Yeah.
We're right now.
This episode has
gone like so far out there that it will be like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? And it's like, listen, the week after Thanksgiving or whatever the hell, after a long work week, we just needed to laugh and joke around and fuck this nonsense, man. We just needed to unwind, and we unwound ourselves.
We were pretty wound up, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, we, dude, fucking at this point, whatever, is like Slinky Dog just going like, yeah, just let, you know, loose.
Like Slinky Dog got a release now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That sounds so perverted.
I think that probably could have been the point. But yeah.
And then you find out or whatever. It's like, finally, right? Woody has become mom's favorite toy again. She starts singing that song. You got a friend in me.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay. There's something I wanted to add, guys.
Yes. What did you want to add?
Something I wanted to add.
Tell me. What did you want?
I want two things I wanted to add. Did any of you see that really awesome commercial with E.T.?
No.
Yeah.
That was amazing. So if you want to see nostalgia, you want to see nostalgia done right, you guys have to Google the E.T. commercial when he comes back to meet the, what's the boy's name?
Alex?
Elliot. Right, Elliot. It is amazing. And it's a commercial. And that commercial literally is like a part two to the to E.T. And it didn't even have to be that long to pull on your heartstrings and get the message. And they were selling you electronics for Christmas. It was so beautiful. I remember when Christmas commercials used to be like that.
Okay.
You gotta check it out. It's really like
Christmassy shit. Speaking of,
it's really heartstringy pulley.
Okay.
But I also never really liked E.T. Like, I just don't like the movie for whatever reason.
Okay, Brian will now be muted.
Judge. Shut the non-believer.
Judgment face. All the judgment faces.
We are judging you. Is it because he's an alien?
Yes, that'd be why.
No. I think I know what it is.
They took our jobs.
Yeah. Hey, they took the jerk. Elliot, work.
That was my favorite movie as a kid, man. Yeah. Even though it made me cry all the time.
It was between that and Mac.
I just think it would have made it better is if they would have had Drew Barrymore in it too.
Yeah. But she's too expensive. Probably asking.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say, like, you know, like I can see right now in the deleted scene. Yes, sister. Right. Oh, she moved. Where? Hollywood.
Oh no.
But yeah, I mean, like you figure the actor who played Elliot, I've only seen him in like two things since E.T. and that was The Haunting of Hill House, and then he was in Dr. Sleep.
From what I know. I haven't seen Dr. Sleep. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it, but I just know that he basically has a small role in it.
Okay. I did not know that. Okay. I've seen the movie. I just didn't know he was in it.
You've seen Dr. Sleep?
Yeah.
How was it?
A whole review on it.
Oh, I've been busy with work. I thought we established at the beginning.
Yeah, we established that. Brian,
this is why
we're the only one here that has a work.
Yeah.
None of us here work. We're all unemployed here. Yeah.
Steven, we established this. Wines and spirits, Ibubia, work.
Yeah, pretty much. So that pretty much. Before I go, I actually wanted to talk about one thing, one more thing that I actually watched over the weekend, and that was The Movies That Made Us on Netflix.
That was an amazing series.
Yeah, you told me to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so it's from the same dudes that do The Toys That Made Us, but this time it's about movies, obviously. What the fuck kind of title is that? Yes. So The Movies That Made Us, it basically gives you a breakdown of four movies, this one. And it's Home Alone, Die Hard, Ghostbusters, and...
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. But yeah.
So three out of four were pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Three out of four is amazing.
And what's funny is, if you want to really get into the whatever, three of the four Christmas movies.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's why I was like, yo, it's kind of like a Christmassy theme right there.
Actually, no, because remember, Ghostbusters 2 was more Christmas than last New Year's.
Also, Ghostbusters Part 3 the real one. The trailer's supposed to drop on Monday.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And they already put up, I think Vanity or whatever, put up some pics from, you know.
The poster. I saw the poster. Very nice.
Driving very out nice. Of the, yes. the car on the yes, farm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you see the freaking, it reminded me of the cartoon when that dimension opened up in the woods. Oh, yeah, any of you guys watch it? Yeah, it looked like that in the sky. Like a ooh. Dimensional portal opening up. It's all green and it looks really cool. Looks really cool. Imagination went wild.
Did you see the picture of Paul Rudd holding the trap?
Mm-hmm.
No. I haven't seen any of the picture that you're talking about right now. But I will see this after we finish. Yes.
Okay. And I got one more thing to add.
Okay.
How many of you guys know about
the podcast that never ends?
Like the movies, The Fall, that never stop falling. Nightmare on Elm Street is, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes, getting rebooted. But it's getting rebooted from the original Nightmare on Elm Street. And right now they won't release who is producing or writing or directing yet, but Robert Englund is supposed to come back as Freddy Krueger.
Is it going to be Matt Rapey?
It's supposed to be our Freddy Krueger. It has nothing to do with the 2010 disaster that came out.
The reboot when they made him more kid touchy.
Yeah, they called it the disappointing reboot that upset fans and critics are alike. I refuse to watch it. It doesn't exist in my world.
The only good part about that entire movie was the casting choice of Freddy, because Jackie Haley is a scary looking dude, and he played the part.
But he's no Robert Englund, dude.
Yeah, no.
So this is not going to be the pedophilia Freddy. This is going to be the actual just child murderer Freddy Krueger. And it's supposed to stay scary like the original first Freddy Krueger was with Nancy. It's supposed to stay like that. Star Robert Englund, he's already on board. And they want to do it because Halloween did so well. But Robert Englund has said that he only wants to do one. He only has one more performance in him to be Freddy Krueger.
One is good enough.
So that's why they will not, you know, they have nothing else to share. Because Robert Englund is only down to put on the razor glove one more time.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of gloves.
If that's what they're going to do, that's exactly, like, if they're really going to do what they said here, I would go see that.
Speaking of gloves, did you guys read the article that came out this week about the musical about Michael Jackson's glove?
Are you serious? The glove's point of view or something, right?
No.
The shiny white glove is going to have a musical.
So apparently this glove it's kind of like a comedy. It sounds fucking hilarious. But apparently this glove is like Idle Hands. It's like an alien glove that is basically like looking for virgin blood.
It's weird.
Wow, that's bizarre. A little off-putting.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious though.
Not being Michael Jackson's glove. That's the part that kind of takes it out of the realm of that's funny and makes it like, for me.
Okay, that's fair. But yeah, that was one of those things that came out this week. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird, but I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It is weird.
Yeah, I have a weird fucking sense of humor. So that's pretty much it for the show. Make sure you go to intercitygeeks.com. So check out whatever the fuck we got on there. We got this show. We also have Bride 2J Presents. We will soon have Franny's stuff.
Yes. Remember, my hard drive exploded.
yeah,
so you guys would get all new stuff.
Yay! La 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 la. Freddy stuff. New stuff.
Copyright infringement, Franny stuff.
Demonetized.
You know, like this.
Ha ha! I got you all. Ha ha!
No! Get murdered by the mouse. If I start acting weird and not saying inappropriate things, they have murdered me and cloned me.
Yeah. Yeah. So check out those. Also, Comics with the World, Manga Times, Anime World. Also, Interesting Geeks Turntable, which the final episode of this season will be coming up this week. First Watch will be coming back eventually. Just a bunch of shit on there. Also, the Interesting Geeks webcomic. You can check that out. And yeah, pretty much it. Also, you could find on the Interesting Geeks website at the bottom, you can find some links to some cool places. First off being amazons.com, where you can you could also buy The Boys, like we were talking about earlier. You can buy The Boys comic book. You can do that shit and fucking read it and enjoy it, and then compare both of them. Compare, you know, being like, you have Amazon already.
Look at
Amazon.
That. I'm going to write that down now. That is now my idea.
That's a great idea.
That is actually a great idea. I wanted to do that for Civil War if it sucked, but Civil War is what made me actually trust in Marvel.
Yeah.
Because Civil War is one of my all-time favorite comics, and
mine
when
too.
I heard the changes, ooh, you guys would have loved to have met me then. I was so angry.
Yeah.
And he did a great job.
What else? Also on InterCities.com, you can find a link to
the fuck?
Weird ass cat. I'm sorry. you find the link to Kushlade.com where you can buy a bunch of
So sick.
I'm not done. I got a bunch of shit to talk about. Kushly, you can find a whole bunch of CBD products, full spectrum CBD products, high quality shit. To, you know, make you feel goods and shit. Therapeutic benefits of the, you know, the hemp CBDs, and you know, it's cool. It's good shit. You can buy some fucking oils and some lotions and some gummies and all that cool shit. So you click on that link and you'll get 15% off your entire purchase. Yes. And then Alex was saying, go to InterCities.com. You'll find the link to So Sick Clothing Company. It's a clothing company that sells clothes. Yeah, like shirts and hats and hoodies and sweatshirts and all that kind of shit.
And all of it is sick.
Yeah, so sick. Yes. So check that shit out. And then while I check out, you type in InterCity Geeks or just click on that link and you'll get 10% off of your entire motherfucking purchase. Isn't that fantastic?
Click it, people. It's Christmas. You're supposed to go broke.
Yes, exactly. Go fucking broke. And speaking of going broke, we actually we got one of our sponsors back on the show again. And that is Beard Octane. We had issues with them before with their link not working, but now it actually works because I actually bought something off of it.
Did you say beer?
Huh?
Beer?
No, beard.
I'm
sorry. Sorry to disappoint you.
I got so excited. I love beer.
But yeah, we're back up with Beard Octane. So you can get your beer needs. So they got oils, they got balms, butters, as well as like all different types of soap. Everything's handmade. Everything is basically made in the USA, and it's all
organic.
Like as soon as you order it, they'll make it just for you. And it's all pretty much high quality shit. It's good shit with high quality ingredients for like a really decent price. So yeah, why the fuck not? And then you could also, like, if you enter our code ICG10, you get 10% off of your entire purchase. So why the fuck not? So go to Beard Octane.
Oh, and if there's ladies listening, that beard oil, I've been using it in my hair for a month. It's go out there and buy it. It's a great stocking stuffer, man.
Yes, because beard oil
beards is so great for curly hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I use it all the time. Like I have like tons of fucking beard oil. And like it's the thing is like it's not just for your beard. Beard oil is meant for your skin.
Yeah.
Beard is for your skin. Like beard oil is for your skin. So like it's
and hair and your head.
Yeah, and that's all skin, right? Yeah, it's all skin.
My hair is skin?
Yeah.
I thought my hair was hair. I'm so confused.
It's okay. So they got a bunch of cool shit on there. Like I one of my favorites is their liquid gold. It smells amazing and it feels fucking good in beard. So make sure you check that shit out. Yeah, so we have all new shit on there now. So ICG10 at checkout at on Beard Octane. So go do that. Places to find the show other than innercitygeeks.com. You can find us on the Facey Space. Wait, no. Before that, you can find the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, as well as Google Play Music. Or Google Podcast and Spotify. Yes. Go check out the show on all of those places. And then you can find us on the social medias on the Facey Space at InnerCityGeeks. So FaceyspaceSpace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Twitters at InnerCityGeeks. On the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. And we can find you guys. Where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me scrolling through the Facey Space.
Yeah. Fuck Facey Space. I'm sorry.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Bri_2J. While YouTube is still a thing, you can follow my channel, Bri_2J Presents.
Jesus Christ. That is insane. Yeah.
Help me get monetized.
Basically. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and you can find me on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N, period, Y, period, E-D.
Sweet. Franny, where can we find you?
Look under your bed. Find me. I wanted to be creepy.
That went dark.
You're not fair, liar.
You can find me on Instagram at Franny_thefangirl. And yes, while I am still on YouTube, you can find me also at Franny_thefangirl. Fingers crossed that I do not get purged on the 10th. And I'll be continuing to put up new content there if I'm not purged.
Yeah,
it's guys, the purge. Because
that stuck with me.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
You guys sound so excited.
We are so excited. Yeah. And you guys can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And I wanted to thank all you listeners for listening. Because I got some the Spotify listeners and shit, and we got some good stuff, I think.
Nice.
So I'm excited. Yeah.
We got something good here.
Yeah, we do. We
magic.
He's got some good stuffs here.
Yeah. And I actually want to give a shout out to a friend of mine that his channel on YouTube is Marvel at My Toys, Marvel like Marvel Comics. So he's a good dude. He and I've been chatting back and forth, and a while back I sent him a link to the Inner City Geeks webpage. And he loves our show.
Awesome.
Like, he loves, like, he loves the podcast. We were chatting a couple of nights ago, and I told him, you know, I'd give him a shout out when I was on, and so that's for him. So he's a great reviewer. He does, like, quick, very authentic, you know what I mean? It's like reviews are like 5-6 minutes each, but like it's very detailed. And
that's good.
Yeah, and so thanks for being part of the listening crowd and stuff. So
hell yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir.
So, yes, thanks for the support, man.
Hell yeah.
Content creators should take over the
exactly. Work. Exactly. Like what's his thing again? So that way we can tell people to follow him shit
too. Yeah, so it's Marvel, like Marvel at, you know, like Marvel Comics, and then at My Toys.
Marvel at My Toys.
Yeah. Like
nice.
Hell yeah.
I love toys.
Yeah.
I'll go check them out.
Hell yeah. We will all check them out. So you guys say goodbyes.
Goodbyes.
Goodbye, guys.
Until next time, folks.
Yeah. And like always, I always
money.
Yeah. But before that, I always leave the show with some musics at the end. And this episode, I will be bringing you a song that I enjoyed this week that I was like, ooh, this song is actually pretty fucking cool. It's from a band that's been around for a while, and they're recently coming out with some shit again, and that's A Day to Remember.
Oh my god, I actually know this band you're talking about. Yes! Yay!
Yes! I don't have to check it out on Wikipedia.
I'm excited!
They have a single this week. And it's actually pretty fucking good. I enjoyed the fuck out of the single, so I figured why the fuck not share it with the rest of you guys. Yes. The name of the song is called Resentment.
And
it's fucking dope. It's got a real, real, really dope fucking like breakdown towards the end, and I fucking love it. I played it like 4 times just for that breakdown. I'm like, oh, I love it. So good. Don't be a dick. And always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Sai Gubia.
Chains. I know I had a point, but now I forgot it. Well, I'm circling the drain. No, I can't stop feeling like every day's exactly the same. With a one-track mind, I don't think I can change. Trapped in memories, stuck on replay. Issues on sight.
for all who needed your touch. Wow, the eye of the tiger. Go!